Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
So yesterday we introduced today's daf is Chaf Aleph. We're on the Mishnah on the Chaf of the Beis on the last line. Yesterday we introduced the concept of Leisichonim, the Isser, the prohibition of giving a non-Jew what we call chaniyah b'karka. That was the drush of leisichonim. You shall not give leisitim lahem chaniyah b'karka. You're not allowed to give a non-Jew a chaniyah. Chaniyah means a place, or I don't want to use the word residence because it's not only residence, it seems. It seems like a place that they have a settlement in Eretz Yisrael. And that's a very, very important definition as far as what Leisichonim is. And what it boils down to really is a very, very, age-old argument in the Israeli, society, I guess, about Shvius. You know, there's a Mitzvah of Shemitah, of course. And the question is, if you're allowed to sell a field in Eretz Yisrael to an Arab, a non-Jew. So the question is if you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew, because that would take away the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael in that piece of land, and therefore you are now allowed, doesn't have the halacha of Shemitah, and you'd be allowed to demand it from those fruits or buy those fruits from the ground. And that is the big question that is addressed by Poskim, famous Chazanish. Chazanish says it's Aser. There are many that hold that it's Mutter. We call it a Heter Mechira. And I should mention that the real question, one of the angles that make it not so, okay, is that it's Harama. It's really just a Harama. You know, no one's really selling them the land. I Mechiras Chametz. Different than Mechiras Chametz. Even the Har Tzvi brings in that question. But the basic, question boils down to whether we really mean the sale. And then the question was posed to those who allow it as far as what happened to the issue of Leisichonim. You're giving a piece of land, a settlement, so to speak, to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, which is an Isser D'Oraisa, according to most, opinions. And that's the question that was posed to the Har Tzvi. And he brings this in a tshuva, Simon Kukhav Gimel, the Har Tzvi was Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. I think he was called the Rav of Yerushalayim, and that was what
he was the Rav of Rashi Yerushalayim.
So
he was the Rav of Rashi Yerushalayim. Yeah, he's a real guy.
Rashi Yerushalayim, he was the Rabbi Sachs in Pesach, actually the grandson of Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank.
Oh, right.
Grandson. I went to Rabbi Sachs in Lander College. Huge Talmud Chacham, grandfather of Tzvi Pesach Frank.
Reb David Kain from Chevron is a grandson as well.
Grandson? Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Reb David Kain from Chevron, Rosh Yeshiva, one of the Adiri HaTorah. No, one of the, what's it called? Karen Oilam HaTorah. Was Reb David Kain. Is Reb David Kain. So I'll just read the question word for word, and then I'll just paraphrase the tshuva. He says here, one of the opposing opinions that one of the concepts that was used as an argument against those opinions that allowed a heter mechira, that allowed a mechira to a non-Jew to take out the Yisro Shvius. What is that? You now to sell them houses and fields, which is the halach of the Mishnah. The gam mikra mole leisichonim shadoshu chazal leisichon lahem chaniyah ba'aretz. So first, the repeats Tzvi Pesach Frank says, let's say it is a problem. Fine, it's a problem. Us, the customers, we don't have the isser of leisichonim, so there's no problem for us to benefit and buy the fruits. So fine, whatever, even according to the opinions that say it's usher, he says, right? So he says, but the people that buy it, why are they? Oh, so, okay. Very good. Yeah. So first he says this claim, but then, as Jonathan says, how is the field actually sold? Bezdin, no one sells their field, but Bezdin has the permission or the ability to sell it on behalf of the owners. That's the way it works, Chazanish says. That's the way it works. Because the owner of the field doesn't sell it. It's sold by Bezdin with permission of the owner. So he says, if there's an Isra on the actual Mechira, very good. The Chazanish was Mechavin to Jonathan. And the key emphasis here in the Haritzvi, in the words when he quotes the Chazanish, listen carefully, is that there's an Isra al Etzem HaMechira, the actual sale bidden. So yes, so the Haritzvi says, first of all, if you hold is that regarding the actual act, whether it's tal or not? Or the question is whether the punishment, the oinish, goes back to the mishalayah. He says from the Masivas HaMishpat, this is a big, big question, the Taliyatosis, and then the question is whether you hold the Eishlich HaGarveir, what actually happens? Does the Shliach, whatever he does, is it not tal? Let's say Shliach, like we said, is does Kedushin for a coin, right? Kedushin for a coin to a Grusha. So what happens? Is the Kedushin not tal? Or the Kedushin is tal, except that the punishment, the oinish for that, doesn't transfer back to the mishalayah. So he says, firstly, the heter, the Kedushins are the maisa is tal, even if you hold the ishlich of Barabay. And then he says, let's say over here, Bezdin, another story says, Bezdin is a bishay, is a shaydi, because they believe it's mutter. So even according, even if you hold the opinions, like the opinion that heter mechira is usher, Bezdin is doing it bishaydi, because they believe it's mutter, and we hold, again, there's no divir rab divir tamim yishoyimin by shoygi according to Tosfos, and therefore the ma'aser that you hold yeshliach v'arveinu. Now the shach doesn't go like that, of course. Then he says, another question is, if you what? Okay, wait. We're gonna get there. Hold your horses. Very good. It's a great point you're making. We'll get there in a second. We're building up to it. So. Another question is, which I think everyone was thinking something like this, is that we know, so if you hold that there's an Isser, it's forbidden to sell the land, what happened to the din of Yavid Loi Mahani? Right? Because we know if something the Torah says not to do, if you end up doing it, it doesn't help. He brings a svara to answer that question from the Shazmi Lublin, the Baal Teres Chesed. He says that you only see Yavid Loi Mahani is that if it's Loi Mahani, it takes away the Isser. But here, he says over here, there's still an Isser of Loi Sichane, even if the Kenyan wasn't, let's say you take away the Mechira. But he's still living there. If he's still living there, then you're still over Loi Sichane. So Yavid Loi Mahani has a similar svara by Shechita on Shabbos, the Maharit, famous Maharit, by Shechita on Shabbos. The Shechita work if someone checks on Shabbos. Of course, you're not allowed to do that. Is it Mahani? What? Yes, so this is the svar of the Ma'arid. It's Mahani, because let's say it was Loi Mahani. The animal is slaughtered no matter what. Yeah, but the Isser is, you're over the Isser even if it's Loi Mahani. You slaughtered, you took blood, it was Netilas Neshama. No matter what you do with the halachic status of the animal. So there's no svar of the other Loi Mahani over here, so it says over here as well. And this is where he brings the main point. Let me read these words. Lefiza al Marki, Dieshal Haisav is for us, because again, the way he just said it to the Haritzvi is that the Isser of Le Sichonim is not on the Etzem HaMachira. It's the fact that he's having a Chaniya Bekarka. Let's say he says like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's, if it's a Harama, then nothing works. That of course, we're saying it is a legitimate Machira. The error. Or it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's not
the original farmer is.
What's the problem? It doesn't have to do for Shvius. It's like Chutz La'aretz. No, because Kedusha Shvius is a din in the karka. You have a lot of farmland in Chutz La'aretz, of course. So the question is, if this land was... for sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't have the Kedusha Shvius. Yeah, that, you have to say that. Yeah. Of course, we're holding that there's a Kenyan in the Shvius, of course. Yeah, you have to say that. Yeah, I should have maybe said that as well. But he says, but let's say, Dame Yitzuri Mechir V'Hakna L'Goyish Yikna Karka Be'eretz Yisrael. Aval HaKniya Loi Toysev Loi Koya. Mishum Efshoros V'Hagia Al Yidei Zel Yidei Yishivas Keva Be'eretz. Let's say you have a sale, a kinyan, an acquisition, it's chal, it's great. But through that kinyan, the guy will not have, and read those words again, Shum Efshoros V'Hagia Al Yidei Zel Yidei Yishivas Keva Be'eretz. He's not going to be able to stay there permanently. Settle there permanently in the land. He says, very possibly you should say, he won't be over on the Lay Sasei, it was Sichonim. The Shirish Isser Ba'azhorah, the Lay Sichonim, La Bikinyan Talya Milsa, like the Taznish said, totally in the Chalais Mechira, the Chalais Kinyan. Dr. Hartzvi, it's not the Isser, that's not the Shirish Isser. Rak Begorim Lay Chaniya Ba'orat Zehu Shirish Isser. You have to be goyim a chaniya. He has to have, like we saw Rashi says this as well, it has to be that he's encamped there. He has the ability to stay there permanently or live there. That does not apply to the case where you're only just acquiring it. The heter mechira was done in a way, obviously, where the guy can't stay there permanently. You talk to Lord, I forgot your king and stuff. So things along that line, nature, they don't have a problem of loisichanim. Now someone asked him, you would have been darsh time of the grub. He says, no, you're not being tired time of the grub. Ain't time of negative source of them about this. That's very low. And I'm who did darsh in time of the grub. And the shop feel the grub. You don't have darsh time of the grub. What do you mean? That is what the Torah says. Permanent residence that's going to belong to the goy. Gam isra in kan. Then he brings a Rambam. The Russian, the Rambam's like this. And then he says, the last piece he brings over here, that, it's a harama. He says over here that no, it's not a harama. And then he brings one more point I want to say. Well, yeah, he emphasizes this point that, it's not a problem of leisichanim. Yesh l'kayim shneim. Asas l'akno l'anachu she'akiyas l'shviyas. V'gam shneim l'sudr sh'akol l'yavu l'dez l'shivas keva. And that's how he comes out. He comes out as a kula. From the Torah's Chesed.
Does the Chazanish address this issue of the
Shach? I don't know where he's quoting the Chazanish from. I don't know, you know, I don't think these are addressed by him because he's answering the times of the Chazanish. So, again, I'm not paskening, of course, but when I was in Yeshiva.
That's where the son from.
When I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I think we're Mako. I don't know which. I don't know if it's the Rabbanut, the Heter of the Rabbanut. Which Baruch David, do you have some insight on this?
As far as they have what's called Eitzer based. They don't rely on the Haredi community does not rely on the Heter Mechira.
Right. The Eitzer based, they buy foods from Egypt or something, right? That's what they.
Right. Right. They import from Cyprus, from Egypt, all different things. They have Eitzer based in Eretz Yisrael, and then it's called Yuvol Nachri. Yuvol Nachri that they purchased from Chutz La'aretz.
And like you said, the Mahamoyanam, the Haredi community doesn't rely
on... The Yeshiva world does not accept the head.
But what about the Rabbanut? The Rabbanut
does. Yes. The Rabbanut does.
The Rabbanut does rely on it. I mean, listen, there's that place in that, Islam is like, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, I remember hearing once that the Hechsher of the Rabbanut is even better than the Ogdu.
Something like that. I don't know. Depends.
Yeah, but again, a lot of times you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of extremists, unfortunately.
All right, you have to be careful.
Never ask yourself. Ask yourself. You're saying you're an extremist in Eretz Yisrael. I've never heard of anything. Really? You sure? This is a fascinating tshuva, but I should have said. Fascinating tshuva. I love what he does with the Rambam. That Rambam is awesome.
Yeah,
the Rambam itself is saying.
Rashi says very clearly, Mashiach v'kacham b'mechuper v'nitzu shenosan le'yishuv v'chaniya v'karka. He has to have a yishuv and a chaniya v'karka. Not just giving him a kinyan. Yeah, all right. Okay, let's start the Mishnah today. A lot of halachas that come out from this.
Very good insight.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate it.
Really great. It's a great, great shuva. I love what he does with the Rambam.
Very clear. You missed it, Joe.
Yeah. Anyway,
the Shailas and Shuva's heart sweet, Yaradeya, Tim and Kubchav Gimel.
Know when he wrote that?
I would say he wrote this, what, in the 1950s? Probably the 1950s, right?
He was a Rav for a very long time. He died in 1962. But he was a Rav for a very long time, Yerushalayim, over 40 years. A very, very respected Rav. All the communities, really very much in awe of him. He was a huge Talmid Chacham, very, very smart. He was a Shmuel Rozovsky's father-in-law.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He was involved with the Mizrahis as well, or he was separate?
He was respected by everybody. That's why it was so difficult to find a replacement for him.
Yeah, it's true. And you read his tshuva, he's very respectful. He's not coming and trying against the Chazanish. He's saying what he says is be slimech on the sack of the Torah Chesed. So, okay.
All right.
Talk to Mishnah. Imas given lahem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, the Eitzara claim are so this. You're going to have to really, really hold couple of the yards. I printed out a chart from the Masifta. We'll try to go through it. It's not as confusing as it sounds, but it is confusing. Imas given lahem batim b'Eretz Yisrael, the Eitzara claim are so this. You're now allowed to rent out houses in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, other Kekhovim. The Ein Tzorach Lomar Sodus, and of course, Sodus. We're going to see the Gemara, the reasoning for this, but the basic reason for now is that the Isra of selling a house to a non-Jew, like we said, is Lusach Hanim, you're not allowed to give them a portion in the land, or anything attached to the land as well. That's the reason why you're not allowed to rent it, because as a Gzeiro, you might sell it. And of course, this would apply to Sodus, to lease a field to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, because you might come to sell it. Okay. That's the main reason. Why is it a kavah klamer for the fields? We'll see him tomorrow. Who is Surya? When it comes to Surya, which is Aram Tzeva, I don't think it's Syria. Is it Syria? Syria.
It is
Syria.
Ancient Syria.
If you're Hasidish, it's Syria. Syria. Hasidish. So Aram Tzeva, look at Rashi. Aram Tzeva, important Rashi. Aram Tzeva, Usmuch L'Eretz Yisrael, the Kibsha David. The choir captured it. But Hibro, the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, he appended it to Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Shaloi Alfi Hadibor. Loi Shishim Riboy. There weren't 600,000 people, like we had when we entered Eretz Yisrael, and it wasn't Alfi Hadibor, but Kori Leki Bishel. And therefore, it's called the conquest of a singular individual. And that's right. What? 7-Eleven on the spot of Eretz Yisrael. Well, the Golan, they say, and even above the.
And it'll lose higher.
What do you mean it was?
The river is the
What do you mean? He's talking about even nowadays? Nowadays?
The original intention of the film was considered as a gay father.
Okay.
Compared to, you know, a very young English category. It's not public according to that.
Yeah.
State of interest.
Right.
And what is short. To extend it much further goes to work. So some of the cities are not proposed.
So, just to bring out a point, really, what the Jonathan is bringing out also from Mitosh Dvarov, is that we have to understand here that there are gvulim to Eretz Yisrael. This is the difficulty, really. There is such a, this, I think maybe the Briskers say this, that the, there is a place called Eretz Yisrael which has boundaries that are delineated. Parshas Masa, yeah, coming up soon. But it still required a conquest for it to have, I don't know if we should say Kedusha, but to have the Milo of Eretz, the Milos of Eretz Yisrael, which I guess is Kedusha included in that. There was a place called Eretz Yisrael that was destined to be the Makkah. There's a Din Makkah, I think that's how I would say it. That's not really necessarily this halacha over here of Kibush Yochim. I'm saying this because we'll see by Surya something very important point that we'll have to bring out, which is Mamash Shat and Gemara. But I don't want to say over here that you know that there were different places. What was called Eretz Yisrael? There were places. There is a place called Eretz Yisrael before anything. The question is, what's added on to it, or what has kedusha? If you could add it on to Eretz Yisrael, look at Rashi. Yes.
But Eretz Yisrael proper, even if you keep it shut,
so that's the question. It's still called Eretz Yisrael. Now, what's the nafkamina? I don't know if there's nafkaminas. Maybe we'll copy whether you could say Eretz Zavas Chol or the Bash. You know, but there.
The office of Shemitah.
Well, no, but that's totally in Kedusha, again.
There were cities that were made majority of
Yeah, well, that's the din of how they took it away. But if you look at Rashi, the words Rashi use when it comes to the question of kibush, if it's hibro kedushas Eretz Yisrael, an appendage to kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So again, is it Eretz Yisrael based on the gvulim? Lav daska, really. It's a question if it was mishaber to the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Theoretically, you could maybe say it's not Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's an appendage to the Kedusha and that it extends into Surya. And I'm saying this for a reason. You have to see in the Gemara. This comes out very, very important. So let's just move a little bit. Well, I didn't make copies of the chart, but hopefully we'll be able to do it that. What?
So you mean a copy?
Well, you have a chart?
No, I'm saying, I might be copying the chart.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I'll bring it in tomorrow. It's in the Mississippi. Okay, so just keep this very, very in mind. Is what I'm saying make sense? Is what I'm saying?
It's sort of like Puerto Rico.
Okay, very good. Puerto Rico.
It's a territory, not a state.
Well, you can use these places for tax evasion.
The way the contemporary Achraidim categorize it is that there's two Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. There's one Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Kedushas Zeraim, and then there's another Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Kedushas Shechina. Kedushas Zeraim means that if they conquer other lands with appropriate criteria, the appropriate protocol, that is Chayiv and Shumas and Maisers. But you cannot bring Omer or Shei HaLechem from it. There's Kedushas Shechina. Kedusha Shechina is the territory of Eretz Yisrael that was designated in the Torah. That has Kedusha Shechina, and from there you can bring Aymer, Bikurim, and Shtei Halechem. The Mishnah in Kalim talks about Eretz Yisrael, says Mahi Kedushasa. Kedushasa Shemaviyim Mimena Aymer Bikurim and Shtei Halechem. Bikurim is a question, but Aymer and Shtei Halechem. So everyone says, what about Shemus Amishas? He says, well, they're not talking about the Kedusha of Zeraim. If you follow the appropriate protocol, they conquer Iran, that'll be Chayiv and Shumas Amishas. That's Arotzeis HaNechbashais. That's Kedushas Zeraim. But you can never bring Omer and Bikurim and Shnei Halechem except from Eretz Yisrael proper, which is the territory that's delineated in the Torah.
Beautiful.
Now your question is, at what time is that Kedusha activated? The Kedusha existed latently from the time of Avram.
Right.
From the time of eternity. But it had to be activated.
Eretz Yisrael existed from time immemorial.
The time of eternity, exactly. But the Kedusha that it had, it had to be activated. The Kedusha had to be activated.
Very good.
That's where the contemporary Achrayim,
is it like a brisk?
Oh, yeah. It's evolved.
And this comes out, by the way, I didn't have the clarity of the way you're explaining it, the clear Gedarim of it. But Lani Zaiki, it comes out from Pasha Shadim as a Gemara, that there are two things going on here. And is that what Rabbi David said? Kedusha Shechina means the Rabbi Shalom bestowed holiness to Eretz Yisrael. That's from Avraham Avinu. That was already, the Leis Lech Lecha, that already existed.
Is that Parshas Maaseh?
And maybe that's Parshas Maaseh, the Gulim.
Yes.
Parshas Maaseh, that's the Gulim of Eretz Yisrael. But there's a halacha of being Kedusha other lands and being Machaber Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Which Kedusha? The Kedusha Zeroyim. And that means the earth. And that's why I was really saying it. There's a din makam, and then there's like the earth of Eretz Yisrael, right? Maybe something along those lines. The makam of Eretz Yisrael was already established.
The
main shul in Aleppo had a sign that it's that it was founded by
Rabbi Yehuda Shlomo Zalman, and that's Yerusha.
Interesting. Okay. All right, we got to move here, but this again, let's learn that. You know, it's very hard to concentrate on.
Is there enough convenient to return to?
Okay, good question. Maybe that's enough kamina. Tumas Eretz Ha'am and Chutz La'aretz. I don't think it's called Chutz La'aretz. Okay. All right. Yeah. I hear you. All right. Very good. Beautiful. Wonderful. I think it's chapter and very again. Okay. So what happens in Surya, which again is a kibush yachid, so it's in a different category. So then we go down one level. Maskirin lehem batim avaloi sadeh. So there, you are allowed to lease houses, but you're not allowed to lease fields.
What does it mean to keep a shop if you do not have the authority in place? And what is correct? What's the difference?
That's correct. He didn't have it. He did it on his own volition.
It wasn't a direct of the best.
It's not like he's not allowed to. He's not allowed to. He just didn't have the authority. In Chutz La'aretz, you are allowed to sell houses, and you are allowed to lease fields. Again, it's going down in levels, if you want an easy way to remember it. Rabbi Yossi says, Eretz Yisrael, he's Mekel more than Rabbi Meir. Eretz Yisrael, you are Maskir Lehem Batim. You are allowed to rent out houses to non-Jews. Avaloi Sadis, but not fields. Ubesurya, Meichman Batim, Maskir and Sadis. Surya are allowed to actually sell houses and rent out fields. In Chutz La'aretz, Meichman Eilu Ve'Eilu. In Chutz La'aretz, you are allowed to sell everything. And I believe, again, Rav Meir agrees to that. You see, Rav Meir doesn't mention Chutz La'aretz. But he agrees that in Chutz La'aretz, there's no gzeirah for anything. You're allowed to sell houses to non-Jews. And the Mishnah continues. Akumakim Sha'amru La'askir, Lo'le Beis Diva. That which we say, that you are allowed to rent out houses. And Pashup Shad is that this is referring to Eretz Yisrael, Loyla Beis Dira Amru, you are not allowed to rent out a house for a residence. Right? But only for warehouses. Why is that? Or factory. Because the non-Jew will bring in his getcher, right? Buddha, into the house. And therefore, there's a problem. Shenemar, you're not allowed to bring in an abomination into your house.
And they don't do that for warehouses?
They don't do it for warehouses, correct, yes.
And if they would?
If they would, yeah. And again, this is all dependent on common practice, just to emphasize what Tosfos says over here. Nowadays, there's no problem because, he says at least one reason to be matir, is because they don't bring getchkas. And I saw one, we'll see, maybe we'll read the Lashon of the Shach. Is that today, even the Eved Gechavim are not real Eved Gechavim. they don't believe in Buddha. They have some ephemeral, the Hindus really, maybe yes. So the Hindus, that's a real thing. That's a real thing, the Hindus. That's the whole thing with the Shaitals. That's good. Let's just not go there. Okay. All right. So that's the problem. No matter where you are, you cannot rent out the bathhouse because that still has the words of the Mishnah. The title of the ownership belongs to the Jew, and therefore we'll see in the Gemara there's a problem. The mechatz is going to function on Shabbos, and it looks like the guy is doing work for the owner, which is a problem of Amir Lakum. The Marasayim, Amir Lakum. Even on Klosaurus. Right, but everyone knows, this is David Goldberg's mikvah. Yeah. So that's the problem of the mikvah. Okay. So I skipped the Rashi's on the Mishnah because Rashi explains Pshat in the Mishnah based on the Havamina of the Gemara. So we'll just see the Gemara now, we'll go through it, try to just keep the Cheshbon here. So what does it mean? The Mishnah says, okay, you're not allowed to rent out a house in Eretz Yisrael. Again, it's all based on the Isser of Leisachon, and that's where it all starts. And the Kamachlemer, again, the first part of the Mishnah is Pashim. There's a Gzeira that you might sell it, so you're not allowed to rent it out. There's a Gzeira you might sell it. However, the Mishnah says the Kamachlemer, when it comes to a field, that you're not allowed to rent out a field. My Ain Tzarach Leimasavis. What is the reason why it's even more obvious that by a field, we're not allowed to rent it out? If you're going to say that the reason is because a field, if you sell it, is worse. There's two problems when it comes to selling a field in Eretz Yisrael. One thing is that it's providing a chanias karka. It's giving a guy a settlement in the land. And that's, of course, leisachone. And the second thing is that you are taking away the Kedusha. Doesn't have an obligation in Meisra. And Taisa says over here, this Gemara is going like the opinion of Yesh Kenyan, so Goy, once he acquires the field in Eretz Yisrael, and loses the Kedusha, which is how he passed him, and therefore, there's two problems. So that's why it's a Kavachemer that you're not allowed to rent out a field, because the problem of selling a field is two. And therefore, it's a Kavachemer that we make in Xavier. If that's so, by selling a house, and therefore a gzera that's of zero, which follows suit, should apply, because by houses, of sale of houses, is even, there's a kamachlema, there's two. A house that's owned by a non-Jew is not chayiv in a mezuzah. Micah. Well, not after the Avashiv of a mic, then. Yeah, interesting.
Maybe you don't have to buy
it. Yeah. Interesting. Good point. That's from Jonathan from Markham. Good question. I don't know. You have to say, yeah. Very good. No, I hear. Okay. Mezuzah is not an obligation on the house. It's not a halacha that a house needs a mezuzah. One who's living in a house has the obligation to put a mezuzah. So if a guy is living there, he's not taking away the kedusha of the bias. Yeah, but again, you're asking why the Gemara say maka. Really, it's not an answer to the question. Yeah. Okay, that's not a good. Come on, Jonathan, don't say that. You had a good question. Let's just stay with that. Yeah, keep the question. Don't say a doichik teretz. Sometimes it's better to stay with the question. What? Yeah, brisk will throw you out. Yeah. Okay. So the problem. So Mar is saying over here that there's no bittul. Let's say it like that. Very long. Just a thing. There's no nullification of the obligation of mezuzah, because the house is not what's obligated in having a mezuzah. The land itself has kedusha, and you take that away when the guy buys it. But when it comes to a house, that's an obligation. Whoever dwells there, the guy lives there, he doesn't have an obligation. If a Jew lives there, he does have an obligation. So therefore, what the Mar is coming out is, this is the key point, is that when it comes to the sale of a house in Eretz Yisrael, there really isn't two problems. There's only one iser of chaniya v'karka, and therefore buy a house where it says there is a gzeira that you're not allowed to rent out a house because you might come to sell, even though sales only have one iser. Havachomer ain't tzorach lomar masadis, where the sale has two problems of chaniya and hafkah kedusha. Havachomer over there, there's going to be a gzeira to rent out a field. Okay. That's what the Gemara comes out at this point. Let me see if there's any places on here. Yeah, the places goes through the Cheshbon here, whether there's a din, the Gemara's going on the Yamar, Yesh Kenyan, the Chavim, but in the Meiser, that's the places is Maskana, that that's the opinion that the Gemara is assuming. Okay, now what is the next case of the Mishnah? Listen to this. Ubesuya Maskir Lahem Botir Avaloi saw this. Going in the opinion of Rav Meir, the Surya, the halacha of Surya, is that you are allowed to be maskil lahem bayis, and we'll see again. There's no gzeira to of a sale, but sadis you aren't allowed to. Now, what's the difference? Maishna mechira the lawyer. What's the difference? Why you can't sell a house in Surya? You're allowed to rent it out, but you can't sell. That's what the Mishnah is mashma. Why? Why can't you sell? Because it's a gzeira. Meaning the Gemara is assuming right now that Surya kibush yachid is loish me kibush, not considered a proper conquest. Like we said, David HaMelech did it on his own volition, not a proper conquest, and therefore it doesn't have the halach of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore there's really no problem of selling land or a house in Surya. So why is a mechira forbidden? Because there's a gzeira you might do in Eretz Yisrael. Surya is close to Eretz Yisrael. It's a close proximity. And therefore you might come to sell in Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason that we're saying for now why there's a problem of mechira in Surya. Yihachi, mechira, sanami, nigzor. So let's make a gzeira for mechira also. You might come, if you're soicher in Surya, you might come and be soicher in Eretz Yisrael, which would in turn lead you to selling in Eretz Yisrael. So why don't we make a gzeira? Again, we're going in Rav Meir. Why don't we make a gzeira in Surya as well to rent out a house? So the Gemara, he goof a gzeira, manan nekem and igzor gzeira, gzeira. Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. When it comes to schiros and Eretz Yisrael, it's not ozer be'etzim to be soicher. It's only because you might come to sell. So in Surya, which is removed from Eretz Yisrael, we're not going to make a gzeira of a schiro to Surya, the schiro of Eretz Yisrael, and come to sell. Or you could say it like this. We're not going to make a gzeira of schiros in Surya because you might come to sell in Surya, which would in turn might say you might sell in Eretz Yisrael. Either way, it's a gzeira of gzeira. And therefore, that's the Gemara's difference that we want to say now. No, I don't think it's dependent on that.
So the fire wouldn't apply anything.
Well, again, it doesn't apply nowadays for other reasons. Yeah, but so that goes into the big tesis on the bottom over here. Well, maybe we'll get to the tesis. We'll get to the tesis after we get to the two dots. What the halacha is? Bizman hazeh. I mean, yeah, for sure. Yeah, bizman hazeh. What's the halacha? Maybe we'll go through the tesis. And we'll go through the tesis here. We'll come to the tesis here. Kibush yachid. Oh, so Fregi Gemara, that can't be the pshat. Why? Because the Haskimus studied the Besuya, the Xeril Xerhi, the Kogazrinon. Like the Gemara, you know, in the Mishnah, it says that you're not allowed to be Master of Aloy Sodis. According to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to be Master of Sodis in Surya. What is the reason? It has to be a Xeril, because at this point we're going Kibush Yachid is Loishme Kibush. And what's the Xeril? You might come to lease out a field in Eretz Yisrael, which is a problem of a Xeril of Mechira. Right? Let's do steps. The Gzeri, the Kogazrinon entered the Gemara, Hasam Lav Gzerihi. Really? No, the Chayzer from this. The Kosovar, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. No. Surya has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush. And therefore, there's no Gzera because of Eretz Yisrael. In Surya itself, there's a problem. And therefore, like this. Sada the Isbei Tarti. Listen carefully. Sada that has two isurim, like we said. There's a chaniya b'karka, and again we're going kibush yachid shmei kibush, and so you have a look of Eretz Yisrael. So Sada has two things, right? There's a problem of chaniya, And there's also a problem of bimachia kedusha. So there, gazube rabbanon, botim the less who tarti like gazube rabbanon by bias. There's only one isra of chaniya, and therefore like gazube rabbanon. So listen to this. What's the Gemara saying? We know Eretz Yisrael. You hear what I'm getting at. In Eretz Yisrael, there's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. There's an Isser of Loisichanim. So there's an Isser both on Bias, both on Sada. Bias is a Zer you might sell, Mafia, and then there's Loisichanim. And then Sada, Kabbal Chaimer, there's two. If we're going to hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, which is what we're going with at this point, what is the difference between Surya and Eretz Yisrael? Rashi says, if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says, Umiyu, the end of Rashi, Shmei Kibush. Rashi says, Umiyu le achmara bonen le migzus chivus the batim atum chivar. What's going on here? We hold Kibush yachad Shmei Kibush. It's Eretz Yisrael, Surya. So what's the difference? Is there a leisichonim in Surya? Yes. It's Shmei Kibush. So why, by what does Rashi mean? Le achmara bonen bonen le migzus chivus the batim atum chivar. What's the difference? What? Yeah. Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush. Rashi says, if you hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, Chibur L'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. I looked all over. I couldn't find someone who like explains this. What does Rashi mean? And the Gemara is really saying this. So again, I don't know if this is an answer, but you see, right, you see that even if you hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, you see that Surya still is not Eretz Yisrael Gam. Yeah.
In Surya?
Yeah.
It never had Kibush Yachad though.
Oh. So based on what Baruch David is saying, you can say, again, all I'm really bringing out from this Gemara is that even if you hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, it's still only an addendum to Eretz Yisrael. It's not Eretz Yisrael proper. Let's say you have a Kibush Yachad.
Well, why should that make a difference?
Yeah, why should it make a difference? Again,
it's a very something not getting conditioned.
So you'd have to say it's not Loi Sichonim Gomer. It's not the worst. Is there an Isser? Yes.
It's not the Loi Sichonim part. It's the Kedusha.
No. We're going by a bias. No. You're making a mistake. We're going by a bias. There's no problem of Gos Kedusha of a bias. By a bias. We're going by the lease, the renting out of a house.
I'm asking,
in Eretz Yisrael, we make a gzera to rent out a house, specifically by a house. We make a gzera of renting out a house because you might sell one. What's the Isser over there? One Isser, Loisikon. Okay? The Gemara at this point is going Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush by Suri. Yet, what does the Mishnah say? Maskirin Lahem Batim. Your ladder went out of house. Which means what?
No.
I'm asking, what's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Surya? Eretz Yisrael is a gzera of a skira of a bias, because you might sell a bias. Forget about Sodas. Sodas has nothing to do with this. But in Surya, where there is an Isra Mechira, because it is Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, there is no gzera of skira of Sata Mechira. Maishna. Zok Rashi, Umiru Lai Achmur Rabbana, Lamigz Asir is the bottom of the Mechira. Why? Well, Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush.
Never going to reach that level.
So you have to. So I'm saying, based on this Gemara, you don't see as the as Baruch David necessarily says. That's a very clear explanation of it. You see, even if you hold Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush, Surya is still not Eretz Yisrael Mamish.
Kind of mixed of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, right. The kind of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Could you make Aliyah? Does Nefesh B'Nefesh apply to Surya? Probably not at this point. But
would the result be different in Surya?
Well, that I would say is 100%. Then the chayim.
Says he was category. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Once you're going outside the limb, they never get to the same madrig.
You could clear that. I don't know if that's 100% mukhrukh, but could explain it. Yes, it can. That could be a pshat in it, but this. Sorry, Richard. Thank you. You hear this? Okay. Plus a pshat. I don't know. If anyone explains that, I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. Okay. Now let's move on to chutzlars. Maybe
it's in the Eishchaf. Your mission is in Eishchaf. He says it exactly the way you said it.
Where?
In Eishchaf in the Masechter.
He does?
Exactly the way you said it. Afshadin Suri Kedin Eretz Yisrael, Mikol Makom Ein Dino Ke Eretz Yisrael Gamre Le'inyin Kol Gezeiros Chachamim. As far as Gezeiros Chachamim are concerned, they eased up a little bit on Syria. Even though it's like Eretz Yisrael, according to this stage of the Gemara. But the Chachamim did not intervene and impose all the severities of Eretz Yisrael vis-a-vis Syria. Exactly what you said. Exactly like you said.
Yeah, it's pshat, but he emphasizes, again, I just wanted to see someone who says this. Richard, you have a hole in your shoe. A hole in your shoe. You're a holy shoe.
Holy shoe.
Holy soul. Jonathan, is that a good one?
No, not like it.
A soul, a holy soul.
A holy soul?
It has a hole in his shoe, so I said it's a holy soul.
I said it's a holy soul. He is a holy soul.
He is a holy soul.
Both he is feet. A holy soul. Especially human being.
There's a hole in the sock there, too?
Otherwise, he gets
hurt. Okay, all right. Very good. So this is beautiful. I think it's a wonderful thing. And again, adding with the story the Baruch David was saying, is very geschmack. Oh, very good. Okay, moving along. B'chud Soretz, it's mutter. So the Isbeitarti Gozru Barabonim. But in the lesson, who tarti le Gozru Barabonim. Okay, this is going back on the, going back on Chutz Soretz in Rav Meir. We're saying over here, I think I made a mistake before. B'chud Soretz, Merchel and Bot, Maskir and Sadis. Yeah, sorry. I skipped that line in the Mishnah. No one caught me. According to the mayor, in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to sell a house, but a Sada, you're not allowed to. What's the reason? What's the difference? Sada, this Hutati goes where I bought him. Because a Sada, they would go Israel to Eretz Israel where there's two problems. Abaye is the less Hutati. He was only one Israel. Like goes where I bought him in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, Chutz La'aretz, that was that. Yasi Omar, Yasi says, Eretz Israel must give him the hand bottom. Oh, Yasi says, there's a difference, and he's a one level lower than Rab Meir. So what's the difference? My time is all this. What's the reason why? Yasi says again, you're allowed to rent out a house in Eretz Yisrael to a non-Jew, but you're not allowed to rent out a Sada. What's the difference? Very, very obvious based on what we said. My time is all this. Mutarti goes to Barabonim. They said, Xera Atu Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. But in the less the Mutarti, but by a bias, even if you sell, there's only one Yisrael, like goes to Barabonim. Okay, and then we come to Surya. Surya, according to Rabbi Yossi, he held what? That you're allowed to be Moshe Rabbayis, and you're allowed to be Maskir Sada. The Gemara is going to go through a Havamina and a Maskon over here. Came out from the Gemara before. This is the Maskon of Rabbi Yossi. My time, Sada, Kibush Yachad Loishmei Kibush. He held Kibush Yachad is Loishmei Kibush. Who saw that this Lutarti goes over Rabbanan. Sada, which has two, where guys are up to Eretz Yisrael, right? Because Kibush Yachad Loishmei Kibush, so it's out to Eretz Yisrael, where there's two Yisurim, we make Xera, it doesn't be Rabbonim. But then, the less to who? Tarki, but when it comes to a bias, where there's only one Yisur in Eretz Yisrael, like goes to Behu Rabbonim, when it comes to a Mechira of a bias in Surya. And again, Mechutz La'aretz, Rabbi Yossi holds, you're allowed to sell both a house and a Sada. My Tangma. Kivan, the Merchak Ligas Rinon, Chutz La'aretz, which is distant from Eretz Yisrael, then we don't make Xavier for anything. Sada, Bias, it's all one happy family. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halachot Rabbi Yossi, we passed in like Rabbi Yossi, which means nowadays you are allowed to sell a house and sell a field in Chutz La'aretz, Baruch Hashem. We have other problems if not. I'm Rabbi Yosef, but here's the big one. I'm Rabbi Yosef. You're you're allowed to sell in Chutz La'aretz. The Pashup Shah is Gemara. Again, this is a machlokes, but many of you shining. say that this halacha of Rabbi Yosef is even in Chutz La'aretz. You are not allowed to sell a neighborhood. What does this mean? It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Tana, a shchuna b'chusa mishleisha b'nei adam. A shchuna is not less than three owners.
So you're afraid, you're not allowed to sell there in Chutz La'aretz a group of houses or shchuna to a garden.
Yeah, and the question is, why is that? What's wrong with that? So it could be, not the reason, it's a stronger gzeira. It's a stronger gzeira when you sell it. I remember the reason now. They say if you sell a shchuna in Tegoyim, you sell a group of houses, the presence of the non-Jews is a sakana, because you're giving over a whole, if you do the low-income housing, you bring in all the, the non-conformists, and what's that? Okay, so I'm reading the whole Gemara here because for the sake of time, but hopefully we'll get to the Tosis and that address your question. What type of the chavim we're talking about? It is very relevant for halacha of today.
The reason he provides here is because you don't want to make it into an
ocean. Well, why not? Why not?
Well, look around.
Well, exactly. It's a satan. It's a security problem.
He says to rent out also to a vehicle.
That
only sells here in
the food side. Yeah, but Rabbi Shmuel, a is not only on a sale, it's also a schunas. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, maybe, we're leaving out a lot of important points here that maybe we'll get back to tomorrow. Maybe we'll get back to tomorrow.
Worse than that.
Okay. In regards to the Senna Shmuel, Makam Shmuel, Tana Gemara, interesting question. Let's say you have an owner who's a Yisrael. He might sell it to one non-Jew. He might hit the house, sell it to another two non-Jews. How many do you have here? You have three non-Jews. The owner of the original buyer, and he sells it to another two. So, one living in the attic, one living in the basement, one living in the kitchen. Ice wasn't around at that point. So you have three people. You have a shluna. Let's be chayshis for such a thing. Now, this has nothing to do with pashtus with lifne either. It's just me, as Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, klaymar, right? You know, my Rebbe, one of my Rebbeim said, klaymar comes from the word crowbar. You take a crowbar to just fit it into the pshat. Yeah, something's sticking in your head. Your Rebbe slapped you. My Rebbe taught us. There's nothing to do with the Hebrew. It just means when you go, what are you worried about? You're going to sell to a non-Jew who's going to flip one house into three separate houses. You're not chayish for such a thing. Right? Okay. Let's just leave it tomorrow. Maybe we'll come tomorrow. We'd love to come back to the places in here. Halachas. Akum welcome Shalom Lahaski. What do the Mishnah say? Even in a place where you're allowed to rent out a house, whether it's Dira Amru, you're not allowed to give it out as a living space. It has to be only for a warehouse. The Gemara says from the Lashon HaMishnah, Maklal, it implies the Ikaduchta Deloy Maikri. It says in the place that you're allowed to rent it out, then etc. But when a masman implies that there are places that you are not allowed to rent out a house, this lashon the Gemara says ustamo k'Rab Meir. The stam lashon is like Rab Meir. He Rabbi Yosi b'chol duchta ma'igri. Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Kulin Rabbi Yosi, you're allowed to rent out a house even in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no differentiation between from place to place. So if the Mishnah is saying there's a difference in place to place, some you aren't allowed to rent, and some you are allowed to rent, and in the place that you are allowed to rent, you can't be the base of Dira, that has to be going with like Rav Meir. But in Echanan, don't forget, we're possibly like Rav Yosi. The Mishnah said that when it comes to a Merchatz, no matter where you are not allowed to rent out a Merchatz because it's considered, it's titled in the name of the owner, and there's a problem. What's the problem? We'll see now. Tanya, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oyim. Le'yiskar Oda Merch. So, Le'oyim Kechavim. B'nei Shenikra Al Shmoi. Le'oyim Kechavim. Zeh Ha'oysa Ba Melochah B'Shabosis Tum Yamim Toivim. And again, the guy is going to do Melochahs on Shabbos and Yom Tov over here. and there's going to be a problem. Maris Ayin. Okay? Is there Maris Ayin on it? There are Bonon. This is right. I have to find the shach. To find the shach that holds a very strong shidas hashach by the case of almond milk with chicken.
Okay.
There's a Maris Ayin.
Two people eating together.
Maris Ayin. So the shach brings the. I have to look it up.
Then keep the bottle down.
It's Maris Ayin.
I know it.
Ayin to have almond milk with chicken.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, the question is, you don't need all that because it's no one knows today that there's such a thing as. I know by you, you're a great Rabbi Chase, a primitive. By his possible.
Put down a bottle of almond milk and not a glass bottle of milk.
They put the carton of almond milk. So let me, I have to look that up, but you see, in this Gemara, Amir Akam is at worst, the Shvus is at worst at the Rabbanon. And you see this Maris Ayin on the Rabbanon.
Chicken's only.
Chicken's only. Right. I stress that. Chicken and milk is only the Rabbanon. You know such a shas.
Yeah, I think it's a Siman Pei Tes. You're a day of Siman Pei Tes.
We'll ask on it. There are many places where it says Maris Ayin.
Over there, the Ramah says you're not supposed to put almond milk on the table when you're serving by basar or chicken. So the shach is there. I believe it's Siman Pei Tes, right at the beginning of the Chosbos of Apollo.
In the beginning. It's the beginning of the...
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, those are smicha. But this tomorrow is...
That's as far as I got.
You're not a rabbi yet. You're not a rabbi yet. Okay. So that's the problem. So the Gemara says, Abel Kusi Mai. Sure, when it comes to a Kusi, it would be okay. Again, the kusis are these in-betweeners, right? They keep Tarsha Biksav, they don't keep Tarsha Balpeh, are they Gerer Aroyas, are they Gerer Emes? But at this point, we're saying that a kusi, there is no problem to rent out your mashlets to a kusi. It seems that it's mutter.
Because they're not going to do the rice.
Right, because they're not going to do their rice, so it's very good. Because they keep Shabbos, they're not going to heat up water, which is a deraisa. What do you mean? They might use it on Cholamay, because the din pastus, based on this Gemara, is that the din of Isra of Malach and Cholamay is a din der Abana and Rabbeinu Tam, famous Rabbeinu Tam, Machoikis, right at the beginning of Be'a, if the Isra and the Chagiga is Mam Chagiga, which whether Isra Cholamay is the Araisa, places over here, brings us Rabbeinu Tam. That the Isser of Malacha on Cholamoyed is only a Derabonon, but again, that's not for now, in common command at this moment. But it seems that it's going to be okay to Akusi, directly tomorrow, but they're going to use do Malacha and Cholamoyed because it's not Teresh of Iksav. Where it says, Mabaya, Macholashamoyed, and Nami Avdinan, there's no Isser to heat up water on Chol Hamoyed. Yeah. Fine. But when it comes to a field, renting out a field, the mission is specific to a merchatz, because it's nikra al shumoy. When it comes to a field, that you are allowed to rent out to a non-Jew, even though he works the field on Shabbos. There's a Maris sign of Amir Lachim. We know this is David Goldberg's field. So there's a Maris sign. So the Gemara says, my time, what's the reason? Arisa, Risusei Tavid. Because people, when they see it, they don't see this person working the field doing malacha for himself, for the Jew. He's doing malacha, Risusei Tavid. Because when someone gives out a field and there's a worker on it, we understand that workers work for themselves. They get a portion of the profits, and therefore we could assume, and there's no marasan. Back to Gemara, Mechetz Nami. And by a merchatz, there also shouldn't be a marisayim. Because let us say that the person, the non-Jew, who's working the merchatz, is doing it for his own volition. He's doing it for his own benefit, and therefore he's not doing it for the Jew. There's no amir al-hakam. Why don't we say that? Ember the gemara, arisa de merchatz le'abdi in shiur. When someone has a merchatz, the common practice is not for the person to do work for himself. Rather, it's for him to do it for the owner.
No profit sharing.
Right? No profit.
They don't set up
no profit share.
They don't set up American size and a risk. Only a
Correct.
Right.
Now, this big places here, which we won't get into necessarily, but if you look at the beginning, that look at the first line of Arisa and Shusei Ka'ovid, the place that says, Pasuk from David Tam, Halacha from Shimon and Gamliel, the Amar Arisa and Shusei Ka'ovid, when we take Kaf Hitu, Yisrael, Shinasa, and Besa, the Asaisa, the Kablonis, Livmais by Akil B'Shabes. Therefore, a person's allowed to have his house built on Shabbos, because the guy is not doing it for you, he's doing it for his own parnasa or whatever. And therefore, there's no problem of Amiro Le'akum.
Even though you own the house.
Even though you own the house.
It's your house. You gave it over to the contractor. Exactly. You gave it over to the contractor. And right. The contractor is building on Shabbos, which, by the way, is very prevalent. But you notice what Taisa says at the end. Rabbeinu Tam, when he built his palace, Rabbeinu Tam had a palace. He was a very wealthy man. Rabbeinu Tam built his palace. He did not permit them to work on Shabbos. Look all the way at the end of Taisa.
Rabbeinu Tam.
Six lines from the bottom of the Taisa. Rabbeinu Tam, after we should keep out, shehikel kiboilis, hichmel atzmai, ukushabona beiser, loyadiyachav yachavim dignes b'Shabbos.
Even though they did it with tablonis. My Rebbe, the Moshe Per, the Yeshiva of Yeshiva, the kind of Hindu Yeshiva, told us once, I don't know where he found this, but he says that the Rabbeinu Tam, when he wanted to have better concentration in his learning, he would take a pile of money, of gold, and look at it. He'd get hana from seeing it, and then he'd go back to learning.
Really? Where did he get that from?
You could ask him. I remember this like yesterday. From my Shaper.
I gotta check that out. That's beautiful.
But I'd say, I didn't know that Rabbeinu Tam was a wealthy man. But that's
very wealthy. He built a castle. He lived in a castle.
He lived in a castle.
Yeah, and when the Crusaders came, the only way he was saved is because his neighbor, obviously also very wealthy, a non-Jew, hid him in his house.
If you see Rabbi Shapiro today, you should ask him.
I must ask him.
Maybe it'll help the yeshiva raise more money. All right, so maybe we have a couple minutes.
What about having a contractor work for 5 days?
And this, by the way, this happened to me. Happened to me because we had someone. My house was just built, we had the question being if they could build it on Chol HaMoed, and there was something that was time sensitive. It was the 9 days. So we were able to push it off. It was okay, but then we had someone come for offensive hours and Chol HaMoed. Again, it's maybe okay, I'll peep in, but there's definitely, you know, Mara Sain on some level that you should, like, refrain, you know, if you can, you should.
How come in the first example of your house, the second it was ours? You changed.
Yeah.
Why?
Because once it was built, I gave it over to everyone. It became public property.
That's
funny. But Moshe, listen, did you check out the Gemara said before in Amud Aleph that there's an issur, one of the issurim of Sadois is the mafkilum and meiser.
Yeah.
What, I've never been able to ascertain exactly what is that issur. Where does that derive from? There's the mafkilum and meiser. He sells it to a non-Jew. So the land is no longer, at least temporarily, chayv and trumas and meiser. So what is that issur? I just to categorize it. The Gemara just assumes it's an issur. It's not a nice thing, but
do you need a source? I mean, he's taking.
I don't know. I understand. Maybe it's just so self-evident. You don't even have to categorize.
That's how I understood it. That there's a.
It's obvious, right? I don't know.
Maybe he's saying probably that's a hefset of a claim, but I don't think it's not the mashmois. I hear.
The land is losing meiser.
It's kedusha, losing its kedusha. Yeah. All right. I think tomorrow we'll continue. I want to go through just a couple of the tesis and that we skipped over here. And go maybe through halacha the meiser, renting and selling, kibush yachid.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.